Good afternoon. Calling the Senate Transportation Committee to order at 1:30 p.m. Today's Tuesday, March 12, 2019. Today we have President Senator Wilson, Senator Michicki, Senator Keel, and myself, Chair Hughes. Please silence or turn off your cell phones. Thank you to Jeannie Foy, Doug Bridges, and Amy Bushnell for assisting us today. We have one item on today's agenda. That is Senate Bill 54, Alaska Railroad Land Sell Correction. We'll be hearing the bill and taking invited and public testimony today. At this time, I'd like to welcome Senator Coghill's staff, Reneva Moss, to the table. Good afternoon, Reneva. Please state your name for the record and tell us about the bill.
For the record, Reneva Moss, staff to Senator Coghill. In 2017, Senator Coghill introduced legislation, Senate Bill 86, that originally would have allowed the Alaska Railroad Corporation to sell property without permission from the legislature. That is in statute. The legislature approved a version of the bill that piloted the program for 3 years and allowed the railroad to sell property without the legislature's permission and then come back and report to them on their actions for the 3 years to see if they could have a permanent exemption from that approval. Senate Bill 86 died in House and Labor and Commerce, but the Senate and House Finance Committees felt that it was important enough to put more land into private ownership and to allow economic development both of them had a CS in the last days of session that included five specific land sales that the Alaska Railroad Board of Directors had approved, and then two additional land sales, one from a nonprofit housing corporation and one from Linden Transport, to allow them to negotiate with the railroad on a potential land sale. Those last two land sale stipulations were not asked for by the railroad. They were asked for by private entities. So in doing all this in the last 2 days of session, I used the wrong acreage on the property for Otto Lake. So I was under the impression that they were going to sell the existing lease, but they were selling the whole plot, which left about 18 acres unaccounted for in the approval by the legislature. So Senate Bill 54 merely gives legislative approval for the 18 acres that were missed in House Bill 119.
Thank you, Reneva. I appreciate that history because I remember all of that and was just remember how it went down. So that's helpful. Do members have any questions? Do you have anything else you'd like to add, or should we go on to invited testimony at this point?
The only thing I might add is that I added in here a couple of maps for you to look at the resolution that gave the acreage. And in House Bill 119, the legislature required the railroad to give an annual report to both the House and Senate Resources and Senate Committees, and that annual report is included in your backup, so it gives you a brief update on the land sales that they're involved with already.
Yes, thank you. I want to recognize Senator Schauer has joined us. Did someone have a question that I missed? Senator Keel, I'm sorry, I missed you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Moss, just for clarification, this is not land through which or next to which the railroad actually runs. This is railroad reserve land, is that correct?
Through the chair, Senator Keel, yes. This is railroad land reserve that is not necessary. Under statute, it has to be land that is not necessary for the operations of the railroad.
Thank you.
Senator Michicki?
So on the map, and it's funny, I'm glad you brought up the history as well, Madam Chair, because I sometimes think, wait, we passed this bill, and then you forget that. Get focused on other things doesn't always make it across the other side. But so this legislation is specifically about Parcel B, is that correct?
That is correct, through the chair.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you, Reneva, very much. And for invited testimony, we have first John Cook, who's a member of the Board of Directors. And he is on the phone. So, John, if you could hear us, please identify yourself for the record and your affiliation, and let us know what you think about Senate Bill 54.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the Senate Transportation Committee. My name is John Cook. I am chair of the board of directors of the Alaska Railroad Corporation. I'm calling in support of Senate Bill 54. I've been chair of the past 2 years since the bill was introduced, and as Ms. Moss pointed out, this bill just cleans up a transaction that was previously approved by the board and approved by yourselves. It was just a late end of session error. Our customer, Alaska Tourism Development, I believe is also online, and they can explain the work that they're set to begin in 2019 with regard to construction of what will be a large hotel complex in the Otto Lake area in Healy. So, again, we just want to phone our support in for this transaction and hope that it can be done in as expeditious as a manner as you're able to do so, since as the old construction saying goes, one day in May is worth three in October. So I'm available to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Mr. Cook. Does anyone have any questions for him? I'm not seeing any at this time. So thank you very much, Mr. Cook, for taking time out of your afternoon to testify. And it looks like Mr. O'Leary is not online. Is that correct?
Correct.
He is not online. So we'll next go to Peter Grunwald. Mr. Grunwald, please introduce yourself and your affiliation for the record, and let us know what you think about us before.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, my name is Peter Grimwald, and I'm owner of Alaska Tourism Development, along with Premier Alaska Tours, which is our operating company. And
Mr. Grunwald, are you on speakerphone? If you could take it off the speaker, it might help. It's a little fuzzy coming in.
I have a really bad connection just from the start. It's almost like the teleconference line is clicking. Is that any better?
Continue. We can understand you. It's just a little rough.
Yeah. On my end, too, it's tough here. So I'm a little through. Thanks for the time today. We are geared up and ready, working with ECI Architects to develop 35% drawings for a motor coach maintenance facility, a boathouse conference center, and a 300-room hotel on this property in Otto Lake. We had proceeded with the sale purchase and the Alaska Railroad last year in order to transfer over this 47 acres, and at the end of the session, we just missed this language and got 26 acres instead of 47 acres, and in this clerical error, the section that we're looking to start in May to build a maintenance facility, a three-bay bus terminal to do light maintenance, washing, dumping of toilets, and some office space, that sits on the adjacent 17 acres that we haven't transferred over yet. And anything that we can do to expedite that process so we can start construction immediately this spring would be most helpful. And if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Members, anyone have a question for Mr. Grunwald? No, it looks like we heard your testimony and our questions are already answered. So thank you very much. And it doesn't look like Mr. O'Leary has made it on either. And so we do have, okay, we'll take an adage until they show up. Justify also, and maybe I'll ask you, Ms. Moss, was there anyone else besides Mr. O'Leary that you had as invited testimony?
Madam Chair, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to open public testimony. So public testimony is now open for Senate Bill 54. And online we have Andy Doug. Mr. Doug, if you'd like to state your name for the record and tell us your thoughts on Senate Bill 54. I also have an Andy Barron or Jim Barron.
This is Andy Barron, the chief counsel at the Alaska Railroad. I'm participating here. I'm with Jim Kubitz, the vice president of real estate, land services manager Doug Stevens, and our real estate director Andy Donovan. We had just joined to answer any questions. And we expected Board Chair John Cook potentially to be on the line as well.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at members to see if anyone has any questions for you. We appreciate you joining. I'm sorry the names didn't show up on my screen correctly, so I apologize for that. But I do not see any questions, and do thank you for your availability. So do you have any further comments, Mr. Barron? You kind of told us who was there. Do you have anything specific you'd like to say?
I don't think so, Madam Chair. This is just really strictly to correct, an inadvertent administrative error from last year. And the board approved the sale of the full area, and that's what we're trying to accomplish now, is just to basically finish up what was attempted to do last year.
And we appreciate that. So thank you. I'm not seeing anyone else online for public testimony. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify or that signed up? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony. And are there any other comments from the committee members regarding the bill?
Just a question.
Senator Schauer?
Ms. Moss, we had a meeting in finance this morning, and they were talking about ADA, and it was regarding the budget with it. I forget the exact name, Denali South Campground. Is this the area that they are working on that was going to be the hotel? It seems like they're right tied together, but I can't tell. It's almost the same place.
Through the chair, Senator Schauer, no.
Okay, thank you.
That is on the south side of Denali. Otto Lake is on the north side near Healy.
Thank you. I was trying to get him on the map, and I couldn't find one that would tell me, so I just got it. Appreciate it.
I just handed Senator Schauer a map that had the two locations marked.
Okay.
So, okay, with that, I don't see any more questions. So what we'll do is we're going to hold this bill over until our next meeting, which will be Thursday, March 14th, here at 1:30 p.m. And with that, members, we will adjourn at 1:44.